USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine, which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.